Liam Powers also celebrates, and the Powers family wishes you a happy birthday, Liam. Rusty of Dayton from Wendy, Scott, and family. Finally, on Halloween Day, we have John Walker, Bryce and Paige of East Canton, Ohio, and Elena of Squirrel Hill from your mom and dad.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we shall make certain they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card, hand-delivered by a uniformed human being. Make sure you include the birthday person's address when you enroll your birthday celebrant, if you care to. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you'll find links to our own player, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728.
We've got to hold on. We've got to hold on. We've got to hold on to each other. Hold on to what we have.
Hold on.
Soulful music more often with Henry Mancini. Sorry, I just had to. The Saturday Light Brigade, we began moments ago with Hold On by Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. We're going to play Guess Who in a moment. I just got off the phone with Matt in Morningside. Always nice when we're able to connect person to person that way, Matt. I really appreciate your call today. And we are going to play Guess Who in just a moment or two. And I hope you'll be ready to play along with us today. That's coming up.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. The Northside Chronicle invites the community to Northside Sandwich Week on October 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Priory. The evening will feature sandwiches from local businesses, and proceeds will support the Northside Chronicle in its ongoing mission to provide hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. More information on Northside Sandwich Week is available at northsidesandwichweek.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
A quick note that you can find SLB listed at a website called Great Nonprofits. And we've been involved with the Great Nonprofits program since its inception. It was designed, gosh, it's been about 15 years as a website that is kind of the Consumer Reports or the Good Housekeeping seal of approval on the work that nonprofits do throughout the country. Pittsburgh was one of the pilot cities for doing so. And if you go to that site, you can leave a quick story or general reflections about nonprofits whose work is meaningful to you. And after talking with a few folks, the easiest way to leave a review is to go directly to greatnonprofits.org. You can search on SLB and click on leave a story or leave a review and just follow the prompts. greatnonprofits.org. We are 7 reviews away from the number needed to retain our top nonprofit status for another consecutive year. And I hope you'll consider taking a moment to leave a review at greatnonprofits.org. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We are about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, could be a woman, could be somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, somebody no longer living. Maybe somebody from the world of sports, literature, or sports literature. No matter who it is, we think it'll be a name you've heard. This week's Guess Who initials are G-L. G-L. That's G as in Greensburg, and L as in Ligonier. G-L. Let the guessing begin. You can guess as many times as you would like. And do you want to get started now? Do you need a little incentive?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
And the guesses are coming in. I will keep you posted about GLs that are guessed that are not the one we are looking for. That will help you narrow it down. 412-200-5975. And we get started with James, who is in Freiburg, with Gina, Lilla Brigida, Guy Lombardo, Graham Lesh. The correct answer, well done, George Lucas, Greg Louganis, George Lopez, and one I don't know. Oh, let me just double check. I think it is possibly a typo. No, it doesn't have a typo. Guitarist Gary Loris of Gary Loris, who is of the Jayhawks. At least I think that's who you meant. That's not it either. But you did have the correct answer among your guesses, so well done. Here are some others. John and Carrick has a guess of George Lucas. Tom and McCandless also had him, as well as Gina Lilla Brigida. Guy Lombardo. And the great musical predicate, I do believe, Good Lookin'. Or I guess he would be the subject of the song, Hey, Good Lookin'. What you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me? Gypsy Rose is in there, plus G. Gordon Liddy, Road Cyclist Greg LeMond, Gary Lewis, Jerry Lewis's son, and a successful entertainer in his own right, Gary Lewis, Gary Larson, Gary Lineker, the film director, and the correct answer from Tom. Greg Louganis from Mike and Mars. And Caden has a made-up guess. Caden, by way of his mom, Annie, has a guess of Gilly Lung. Gilly Lung was the first ever organism to have gills and traditional lungs, and therefore could breathe in ordinary air and could also breathe underwater. And he predated all amphibians. An amazing character, Gilly Lung, dating back a long, long, long time ago. And somebody who isn't is remembered as he should be. Gilly Lung, from the mind of Caden and the mind of me. Thank you, Caden. More guesses continue to come in as we play Guess Who at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. John and Carrick has Gina, Lola, Brigida. Trish in Cook Forest has George Lucas and also Gina, Lola, Brigida. John and Carrick just got the correct answer. Oh, very good guess by Susan, sometimes known as the other Susan, Jean Lamont. Do you remember who Jean Lamont was? I'm Googling him, but my memory is the third base coach for the Pirates. Let's see, former catcher and manager, special assistant to the manager of the Pirates. I don't know why I remember him as the third base coach, but without looking into the details, he may well have been, but he had a number of assistant coaching positions in Pittsburgh and in other cities. And he was the manager of the Pirates for a while as well. Just before Lloyd McClendon. George Lucas and Jean LaBelle, guessed by Annie. In eastern Pennsylvania, Richard on the north side has Gertrude Lawrence, the correct answer, and Gaston Leroux. Who is Gaston Leroux? A French journalist and writer and author of detective fiction stories. I always learn a lot of new people when we play Guess Who. Patrick in South Park has the correct answer. Gary Lockwood, guessed by John in Carrick. George Lopez, guessed by John in Carrick as well. 412-200-5975. We will continue to play Guess Who for a little bit longer, and I hope you'll play along with us. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here comes Patrick with Gordon Liddy, Gina, Lil' El Brigida, Gypsy Lee, Gary Larson, Gary Lockwood, George, Lazen By, or that's one I got to look up, George Lucas, Guillaume LeMay, Vivierge, Jean Lockhart, George Lustig, Gustav Lachman, Gustav Lewenhaupt, and Greg Lindquist. Patrick loves to give me folks that are obscure. George Lazenby is an Australian actor. George Lindsay, guessed by John and Carrick. George Lindsay played Goober on the Andy Griffith Show. Stewart has the correct answer. He is in McCandless, and we're going to reveal the correct answer in a moment. Jim in Crafton Heights has G. Gordon Liddy, Getty Lee, and Gary Larson. Gail has George Lucas, Guy Lombardo, the correct answer, Jean Lockhart, Gary Larson, George Lopez, Gina Lola Brigida, Greg Louganis, Gary Lewis, and Gary Lightbody. Steve and Sharon, you just got the correct answer. And we'll take a few more guesses at 412-200-5975. Dave in Grove City also had a guess of Gina Lola Brigida. A lot of guesses of Gina this morning. We'll look at a few more coming in and then reveal the correct answer. Trish just guessed Green Lantern. Why not? Bruce has the correct answer, as well as hockey all-star Guy Lafleur and G. Gordon Liddy. Oh, Pudge. Good guess of General Lee. Patrick mentions that the actor George Lazenby played James Bond in On Her Majesty's Secret service. And Gordon Liddy played Captain Real Estate in two episodes of Miami Vice. That I did not know. I do associate Gordon Liddy with a vice, just a vice of another type. Nick in West Mifflin just got the correct answer. And Bob and Donna are in Aetna. Good morning to you. Nice to have you listening. And did you get it? GL. We were looking for Gordon Lightfoot. Gordon Lightfoot. Who wrote this song just about 50 years ago. And he sings it here.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wind broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters.
of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. They prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
Saturday Light Brigade and the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And I'll have a little bit more about that in a moment, but it was not too long ago, earlier this month, that the 50th anniversary of the wrecking of the Edmund Fitzgerald took place, and Gordon Lightfoot penned that song with great success, so many people enjoying it. Nick in West Mifflin got the correct answer, as did Bruce and Ingram, Steve and Sharon, Gail and Stanton Heights, also Stu and McCandless, and a few other correct answers just to share them. Patrick in South Park got it, as did John in Carrick, Tom in McCandless, James in Freiburg, and I think I got them all. If I missed any that you came up with, I'll double check and mention them in a few moments. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
There's something in my garden so big and orange and brown. Started just a little seed when I stuck it in the ground. But now it doesn't look at all like what it did last spring. Hey, won't somebody tell me what the heck you call this thing? The pumpkin man with a big brown head, smile so bright and eyes so red. Wish jack-o'-lanterns hung from the sky and the seas were made of pumpkin pie. My mommy and my daddy, my dog and my pal John, ran out to the garden to see what was going on. My mommy said, squash, my son. My daddy called it spice. John just laughed and my dog just barked and jumped up once or twice. Oh, the pumpkin man with the big round head, smile so bright and eyes so red. I wish jack-o'-lanterns hung from the sky and the seeds were made of pumpkin pie. Then John said, ain't you never seen a pumpkin plant before? Why carve them up for Halloween and stick them right by your door? With two big eyes, a funny nose, and a toothy smile below. Then you
stick a candle in its head to make the whole thing glow. Oh, the pumpkin man with the big round head, smile so bright and eyes so red. I wish jack-o'-lanterns hung from the sky and the seas were made of pumpkin pie. For my neighbors all around, but still I just don't understand how they get so big and round. My mommy says it's nature, my dad says miracle, John just laughs and my dog just barks, and I like that best of all. Oh, the pumpkin man with the big round head, smile so bright and eyes so red. I wish jack-o'-lanterns hung from the sky and the seas were made of pumpkin pie. The pumpkin man with the big round head, smile so bright and eyes so red. I wish jack-o'-lanterns hung from the sky and the seas were made of pumpkin pie.
John McCutcheon at the Saturday Light Brigade. About the Edmund Fitzgerald and an article that was in the New York Times earlier this month. And while the lead in the article mentions October, the actual storm that took the ship down occurred on November 10th, 1975. Gordon Lightfoot wrote the song you just heard in 1976. It was a surprise hit and ends up being an incredible song, a folk rock shanty, if you will, commemorating that event. And before we leave the topic of Gordon Lightfoot, I thought you would enjoy fellow Canadian Burton Cummings, who has a lot of respect and love for Gordon Lightfoot, but also has noticed a thing or two, and I'll let him take it from there.
I call this, if Gordon Lightfoot's favorite singer were Rod Stewart. There are many ifs that preface this scenario. If you were walking through Rosedale, past Gordon's huge pretentious mansion, and if the window were open about this wide, and if Gordon had just been listening to the stereo, and if on the stereo had been a disc of his favorite artist, and if that artist were Rod Stewart, and if he had been inspired by the listening, you might hear something that sounded vaguely like this. Only if Gordon Lightfoot's favorite singer were Rod Stewart.
Maggie, I think I got something to say.
the senior face.
There you've got Burton Cummings from the Guess Who, and they're back on, well, Burton and Randy Bachman have been touring together. Love the way he's done that a number of times that's been recorded. Congratulations again if you came up with Gordon Lightfoot as the answer to our Guess Who. By popular demand, request, we have got some more Who Do You Get puzzles this week. We can do a lot of these together. Who do you get when you cross this person with this person? And it's kind of fun to do these. The idea is that we're going to take two people, and the last name of the first person is the first name of the second person. One of the ones we featured recently was Who Do You Get When You Cross a Comic Actor and Banjo Player with a Noted Film Director. That's Steve Martin Scorsese. Steve Martin Scorsese. Or Who Do You Get When You Cross One of the First Guitar Heroes with a Famous Lumberjack. That's Les Paul Bunyan. So we'll do a few more of these today between now and the top of the hour. And I would love for you to please challenge me with a few of your own that you can come up with. That's what makes it extra fun. So who do you get when you cross Nat's daughter with a renowned songwriter? Nat's daughter with a renowned songwriter. And who do you get when you cross a suffragette with a fictitious organized crime leader, a suffragette with a fictitious organized crime leader? Do you think you know the answers to either of those? What happens when you cross those names? If you think you know, I hope you'll get in touch.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The answers are starting to come in, I'm happy to say. And Who Do You Get is really a fun game. Oh, very interesting. As an aside to all of this, Stewart, who knows his records, says that Record of the Edmund Fitzgerald spent several weeks at number two on the Billboard Hot 100, each week behind Rod Stewart's Tonight's the Night in late 1976. John in Grove City knew that Nat's daughter, crossed with a renowned songwriter, results in Natalie Cole Porter. Mike and Mars says, how about a jazz saxophone player crossed with a Canadian singer-songwriter? Jazz sax player crossed with a Canadian singer-songwriter. Not showing him. Oh, Dexter Gordon Lightfoot. I think this is what's fun about the game. When you come up with the correct answer, you're reasonably certain. That's what I'm going with. That's a good one, Mike. John, in economy, Burroughs said that Nat's daughter was a merry old soul. A merry old soul is King Cole. Natalie King Cole Porter. Well done. So nobody seems to know the suffragette crossed with the fictitious organized crime leader. And I'll say the fictitious organized crime leader on television, if that helps. 412-200-5975. And here comes another one. A comic book artist crossed with the portrayer of Colonel Steve Austin. A comic book artist crossed with the portrayer of Colonel Steve Austin. I think I've got that there. A comic book artist crossed with the portrayer of Colonel Steve Austin. Or 1-888-752-7234 to either share your answer or to challenge me with it. Who do you get of your own? Here is an actor largely known for his role in westerns, crossed with one of the leads in the movie MASH. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Nick and Wes Mifflin knew that we were looking for Susan B. Anthony Soprano as the suffragette crossed with the organized crime leader. And Tom also came up with that in McCandless. Mike in Huntsville came up with Natalie Cole Porter, Mike and Jaylene. And speaking of Mike's, Mike in Brighton Heights in Pittsburgh came up with Stan Lee Majors. And yeah, Stan would be more of the artist, I think I said writer. Or the writer, I should say. What a career. He's more of the writer. I think I had said artist. So I think we have cleared out all of the ones we have at the moment. Did we leave any unanswered? I think we've got them all. Oh, no, we didn't. We're looking for the Western actor crossed with one of the stars of the film MASH. And by Western actor, I mean an actor that appeared in a lot of Westerns. He, what do you, who do you get when you cross him? And the actor that starred in the movie MASH, 412-200-5975. Going to go to the telephones and let's find out who we have here. Is this Bruce?
Chris.
Chris, I'm sorry. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I wanted to get you on without delay. I did not get your name ahead of time. I heard half of it. I heard the is part of it. Ricky said, did you have the answer to one?
Yeah, so I have the... For the Western movie guy and the MASH star, I have Sam Elliott Gould.
Ah, you are absolutely correct. Sam Elliott is amazing, isn't he? And the roles he plays.
Absolutely.
And Elliott Gould's kind of fun, too. I don't think we have any remaining out. Do you have one for me, or would you like to try one of your, a new one?
No, sorry, I didn't think of one to come up with when I called in, so should have thought of that.
Oh, no, it's not a problem at all. Let's see. This one I've been trying to come up with the best clue for this one person without giving him away, and give me one second here. Let's see. This person had an album called Appetite for Destruction, and you cross him with the mother of a president, the mother of a U.S. president.
Okay. So that would be Axl Rose Kennedy?
Ah! I like it when I give a good clue. Well done, Chris, and I hope you have a good weekend. Thank you for being with us.
All right, hey, thank you.
Take
great
care.
Great job, and listen for you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. Pretty good. You know, Axl Rose Kennedy is a tough one for me to come up with a clue for. 412-200-5975. We'd love to hear up from you if you have any additional. Who do you get when you crosses? Let us hear from you. This is great. Who do you get when you cross a Western movie star, yet a different Western movie star, with a star of the TV show MASH? A different Western movie star with the star of a TV show MASH. And we'll have the answer for that in a moment. Mike in Huntsville, Alabama says, a blind pianist crossed with a cartoon artist. Ah, blind pianist could be Ray Charles. Oh, Ray Charles Schultz, right? Ray Charles Schultz. And Jim in Crafton Heights says, who do you get when you cross the founder of Little Feat with an actor noted for his tan, then with Perry Mason's courtroom nemesis? Oh, gosh. Very complicated, Jim. I'm trying to remember. The founder of Little Feat was Lil George. Oh, is that George Hamilton? I think Lil George Hamilton. I'm going with Lil George Hamilton. Let me know if I'm wrong. And joining us on the air is Bruce in Ingram. And Bruce, it's nice to have you in Ingram this morning. And
hi, Larry.
You've got the, what do we do if we take a Western star and cross him with the star of the TV show MASH? Who do we get when we do that? I love that this leads to a different answer than if we use the movie.
John Wayne Rogers.
Yes, John Wayne Rogers. And you were not the only person thinking that way.
Who played Trapper John.
Yes, indeed. And a charge to you for identifying him. There he is.
I actually called in with that one the same time as you were saying it on the air.
Yeah, you did very well with that. And let me acknowledge some other brigadiers that came up with it. It's fun when we do this simultaneously, isn't it? Let's see. Kathy in Tynesta came up with that at the same time. And Mike and Mars noted it. So did Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights. And also Mike noted this as well. So, well done. Do you have another one for me, or I can try to see if I can find one?
You can find another one for me if you want.
Let's see. I'm going to have to look. I have a number of answers that were given to me without clues. That's okay. Let's see. This is what you would, if you took a, let's see. Hang on. One of the miracles crossed with, boy, crossed with a stranded sailor. One of the miracles crossed with a stranded sailor.
Smokey Robinson Crusoe.
Ah, that means my clue writing ability remains.
Even in
real time.
great stuff, Larry.
Thanks. Thank you. Here's one more. I don't think we did this one last week. This game has been so popular. The Home Improvement star crossed with a beat poet. Home Improvement star crossed with a beat poet.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Well, Home Improvement star is, well, you know what? It's when you, if you don't know, we'll leave it out for another audience member.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
You too.
412-200-5975. The Home Improvement Star crossed with a beat poet. Who do you get? 412-200-5975. We'll take a look. See if the answer to that. I see a number of calls coming in. It was Little George Hamilton Burger. That was a triple Jim in Crafton Heights had before Little George Hamilton Burger. And Bob and Donna and Etna, they also came up with the correct answer. And Bob and Donna, I'm happy that you're with us. I haven't had a chance to write back yet. And Mike in Huntsville, thank you for giving me Saturday Light Brigade charge. Did you come up with the Home Improvement Star? The show Home Improvement crossed with a beat poet? Who do you get when you cross those two? Who you get is Tim Allen Ginsberg. Tim Allen Ginsberg. Thanks for playing along with us. Our Youth Express Hour is coming up next. Please stay tuned. You're going to meet the authors of a comic book that provides some interesting insights into Pakistani Indian heritage. And also coming up in our next hour, you'll have a chance to meet some young magicians who are going to talk about their passion for magic and National Magic Week, which starts today. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Dawn's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find our own player as well as convenient links to TuneIn, Streama, Simple Radio, and Radio Garden. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, 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 bum